Hello everyone, welcome to this Yeshivat Chavarim, the second Yeshivat Chavarim of this convention. This Yeshivat Chavarim, this gathering of friends in the second day of the convention, is really the heart of the convention. This is where we find that point of connection between us that's just in that heart of these 3 days of just intensively being together, inspiring each other, where the only examples we're getting from each other are just examples of love and bestowal, and we have this very warmed up heart. We've had the opportunity to get by a lot of what usually goes by in our minds and just focus on our heart and open our heart. And I'm very privileged to be sitting here right now with all our friends. I feel like we're one big Yeshivat Chavarim team here on stage, because we had these two preparations last night and this morning, and all we were focusing on in these preparations is how do we inspire the friends all over the world as much as possible. How do we just open our heart to them and not focus on all kinds of words we usually think of focusing on, but just open our heart. And that's really the same kind of instruction that goes out to everyone right now. Let's just open our hearts to each other. And before we continue, let's just read a quick quote of Rav's, that really, just one sentence where he just says this very simply, of how much we need this, that I need to awaken the force of love between them, the force of connection, the necessity to reveal the Creator, or the force of mutual bestowal, and only that is important to us.
1, 2. Okay. What is an environment, and what is the goal? These are the things that we talk about a lot, but very often they seem to slip away from our fingers. It's as if it's there for a second, and then it goes away. It's there, it goes away. And at times we feel very confident, like during Rav's lessons, that the goal is near us, the environment is right here around us, and then we leave the lesson and it slips away. It's intangible because it's beyond us. It's the spiritual world. It is something that we are aspiring for, something that we're striving for. It is our goal. And this is where we're here. This is why each person is here. Maybe those thoughts weren't necessarily phrased that way in that person's mind, that I'm coming here towards the goal to build an environment, but really that is the internal drive for each one of us, because inside we abide by the laws of nature. We're not able to see it, but we are nature. We are the Creator, except not each person on his own, but together. We are the Creator together in an environment. And that is the key word, the environment that's going to connect all of us, each point in the heart, and inside of that circle of the dots, as Rav often draws, is where the Creator is revealed, the upper force. And the challenge for us is, and today the whole morning lesson was only about this, is how do we build this environment? Or rather, that the environment is the only place where this can happen, and the constant presence of the importance of the environment is equivalent to spirituality. If it's constant, it's constantly there. Each one of us influences the other constantly, and we build an endless chain of influence like that. Then we can be sure it will happen. We just haven't done it yet. That's why it hasn't been revealed. But with all our efforts at all of the conventions, as again Rav today said, that we keep bonding, we keep building, upon, and it will be revealed. I want to present our first friend, sitting to the left of me, Sergey. I got to know him a little bit because he came a little early for the preparation. And what inspired me about him is that he didn't come, when I asked him why he came early, he didn't say he came just to prepare and to help build the Congress. But what he said is he came to be influenced by the environment and to help build the environment. It's straight out of like a Rabash article. And the power within this friend, the importance of the goal within this friend, which you will feel right now, it is exactly that which we learn about our friends, where each friend is influencing the other on one hand, and on the other hand, he's waiting to be influenced by everyone else. And therefore, this chain is formed. So I'd like to present Sergey from Kaliningrad, Russia.
Меня зовут Сергей, я из Калининграда прилетел сюда, в Нью-Йорк.
My name is Sergey, I'm from Kaliningrad, and I came here to New York to be with you.
Это не так далеко отсюда, каких-то 7 тысяч километров.
It's not as far as you think, it's only about 7,000 kilometers.
Я прилетел сюда за 2 недели до начала Конгресса.
And I flew here 2 weeks before the Congress.
Зачем?
What for?
Каждый из нас знает, как насколько важна подготовка.
Every one of us knows how important preparation is.
Когда ты находишься внутри этой воронки, которая развивается, которая раскручивается, и все твои мысли, все твои желания поглощены только тем, что только подготовкой.
When you're inside this vortex that keeps spinning and expanding, and all your thoughts and desires are focused only on preparation.
Я встретил здесь великую группу, я встретил здесь великих товарищей.
And I met a great group here with great friends.
Участие в подготовке — это возможность удостоиться участие в Конгрессе.
Participating in the preparation means participating in the Congress.
Мы находимся сейчас здесь вместе, с нами все мировое кли на экранах поддерживают нас.
And we're all together right now. The entire world кли is with us on the screens and they're supporting us.
Так кто же мы тогда такие?
So who are we then?
Каждый может посмотреть на своего соседа.
Everyone can look left and right to his neighbor.
Нам кажется, что это так близко.
And it seems that they're close to us.
Расстояние между нами равно бесконечности.
But the distance between us is infinite.
Но когда мы включаемся в это окружение,
but when we connect to this environment,
и время, расстояние сжимаются до одной точки,
time and distance, they compress into one, in one point.
Все находится прямо перед нами. Творец находится между нами. Его не нужно искать далеко.
And everything is laid out before us. The Creator exists between us. We don't need to search for Him somewhere in the distance.
Мы стали более чувствительными друг к другу.
We've become more sensitive to one another.
И каждый чувствует ту огромную силу, которая присутствует между нами, то общее желание, которое двигает волны любви на весь мир.
And every one of us feels that tremendous force that exists between us, those waves of love, ocean of love that's being pushed from here towards the entire world.
И это единственная реальность, которая существует, которую строим мы.
And this is the only reality that exists, the one that we are building.
Мы построили эту реальность. Лихаим.
We have built this reality. Лихаим.
Wow. Every time Sergei speaks, it's like reading the Zohar. It's amazing. He did it last night when we were preparing for Yeshivat Chavrim this morning and now, and it's just, you just lose yourself in this Or Makif when he's speaking. The next speaker here is sitting right next to me, Eli, and when I was told I had to introduce him, I was thinking, you know, well, a few weeks ago I was sitting there thinking if I had to speak about this guy, I could just talk about him all day long. I don't know if how much you guys know him, but he came to the Petach Tikva group in Israel, and know, he's fairly new, but he feels like he's been there years. And he just got involved in everything very fast. And, you know, dissemination, he's a manager in his qualities, and he's also, running the college and everything in Israel, which is, you know, a big role, and working in B'nai Baruch in this. But even more than that, more than all this stuff he's doing in dissemination, you feel him, how much he's exerting internally. I just want to give one example. We have these meals on Friday afternoon where friends ask questions to Rav, and one meal he asked Rav a question about how we prepare for the lesson, what materials we read, how to prepare ourselves and everything. And Rav said that you come, and it's best to really read an article 40 minutes before the lesson to prepare properly. And ever since then, he just took Rav's advice, and he's the first one sitting in that room there in Petach Tikva, which you watch the daily lessons from each day, reading the articles, preparing himself for the lesson internally. And you just feel this internality, like, thriving through everything he does. And he's a great friend, and it's a privilege to be able to introduce him and to listen what he has to say now.
תסלחו לי, אני קצת מתרגש.
Excuse me, I'm a bit excited.
אני רציתי לדבר על מה שאני גיליתי שנקרא אמת.
I want to talk about what I discovered called truth.
קוראים לזה גם סביבה.
It's also called environment.
אתמול עשינו הכנה לישיבת חברים הזאת, וגם היום בבוקר.
Yesterday we were preparing for this ישיבת חברים, and also this morning.
עמדו חבורה של אנשים שבאמת אין ביניהם שום קשר, מרקעים שונים, מסוגים שונים.
We're a group of people standing together that really there's no real connection between us. We're from different mentalities, different places.
הדבר אחד משותף, זה המבט של כולם בעיניים.
But only one common thing between us, that's the look everyone had in their eyes.
אני מסתכל על חבר והוא עומד מולי ואנחנו מדברים או לא חשוב מה.
I'm looking at a friend and we're talking or whatever we're doing and we're looking at each other.
ואני רואה בעיניים שלו שהוא נלחם בעצמו.
And in his eyes I can see that he is fighting himself.
הוא רוצה שאני יהיה יותר חשוב לו ממה שהוא חשוב לעצמו.
He wants me to be more important for him than he is for himself.
וזה, אני רואה את זה כל הזמן, אני רואה את זה בכל האנשים שמסביבי, מכל מיני סוגים.
And I see that all the time in all the people around me, all the different kinds of people.
רואה אנשים מלחמים בעצמם. אני רואה אנשים מנסים להגדיל את מי שנמצא מולם מעל מי שהם.
I see people constantly fighting themselves, trying to constantly make others greater than themselves.
זה נקרא אמת בשבילי.
For me that's called truth.
מי שלא הרגיש את זה, מי שלא הרגיש מה זה לוותר על עצמו בשביל מי שנמצא מולו, ויותר מזה, מה זה כשמישהו אחר עושה את זה בשבילו?
And if someone didn't feel that yet, didn't feel what it means to give himself up for someone else, or did not feel yet someone else do it for him,
הוא עוד לא הרגיש חיים, הוא לא יודע מה זה חיים עדיין.
Then he didn't feel life yet, he doesn't know what life is yet.
בשביל לעשות את זה אנחנו צריכים הרבה מאוד כוח.
And to do that we need a lot of power.
וכשאני רואה חבר מסתכל עליי ואני רואה את העיניים שלו נלחמות והוא כאילו בסדר מבחוץ.
And when I look at a friend and I simply look at him and as if externally everything is okay with him, but I see that inside he's struggling against himself.
אני מתבייש.
Then I'm ashamed.
אני מתבייש שאני לא יכול להיות כמוהו. אני רוצה גם להצליח להתגבר על עצמי ושמה שבחוץ יהיה יותר חשוב לי מעצמי. כי אין הרבה בפנים, אין על מה לדבר.
I'm ashamed that I can't be like him, that I can't overcome myself, and I want to be the way he is.
אנחנו היום 2 מיליון בעולם. אולי יותר.
Today there are 2 millions of us in the world, maybe a bit more.
זה הכוח שאנחנו צריכים בשביל שכל אחד יוכל לעשות את זה עם עצמו.
That is the power that we need in order for each one of us to be able to do it on himself.
וזה מה שאנחנו ניתן לאנושות שהיא מבולבלת ושקועה בתוך עצמה ולא יודעת לאן להתקדם.
And this is what we'll give to humanity that's confused and doesn't know where to go.
פשוט את האהבה לשני מעל עצמך. זה סביבה בשבילי, ואני מבטיח שאני הולך לעשות את הכל, כל עוד נותנים לי כוח, כדי שכולנו נצליח בזה ביחד. לחיים כלי עולמי, אנחנו נצליח. לחיים!
As you can see, our friends here are straight out of Rabash articles. They exude all the principles really that is written about. Good jealousy and things like that, for example. As well, what keeps a friend influential in regards to importance of the goal is the fact that a friend always searches always tries to fulfill that lack. He's a certain lack is revealed within him at every step, and he searches to fulfill that lack. He really goes on a hunt, whatever that is, whether he goes to the lesson, whether he goes to a congress. And and a friend I'd like to introduce is Murad from San Francisco. And I've known him not for a few years, but probably about a year and a half. And when I met him, he was very new, and I could tell he didn't understand much about what we're studying, but he was radiating a certain kind of confidence, a certain kind of joy that is something true of a long-time student who's been in the group for a long time. This friend understood the principles. He felt the principles right away. He felt it with his heart. And this friend is the one that always searches. And he's here at this convention to search for the importance of the goal. I'd like to introduce Murad.
This is a great privilege to speak in front of the entire world CLI on such a special day. We see all of the friends around the world gathered together. But in reality, all of these friends represent desires. Desires to attain spirituality. But sometimes those desires have obstacles. And these obstacles come in different forms. It could be in a form of hesitation or an ability to connect. But as Rav once said, that the real ego is when we're unable to connect internally. Everything else is not an ego. This is why we need the environment to point us to the place where we need to apply all of our effort. It will eventually lead us to the goal. And only with the help of the environment will we be able to overcome this. L'chaim to our environment.
Hola amigos, hi friends. I'm going to sing a song for you guys. It's called Un Lugar. In English it means a place. And it's really about that place that exists between us. And it says it in the song. It's a place where we feel that unity between us. And it's a place where we all go in order to love, and we're united in one heart. And I know that the Yeshivat HaMirim is following the same things, and hopefully we can really discover that place between us during this Congress, and I know we will. L'chaim, friends.
Mm-hmm.
when yo conllegar a un mundo de amor y en la que todo es unión y marcharé mientras yo siento la emoción de sentirte junto a mí. Cantaré siempre a tu lado esta canción y que me lleva al corazón. Un lugar al que tú y yo damos la amistad que vive entre los dos hasta el final. Y un lugar al que todos van y juntos para amar, unidos en un solo corazón. Sí, sí. Buscaré cuando el tiempo oscuro esté ese espacio de hermandad. Andaré sobre los pasos que tú das y hasta ti yo llegaré. Un lugar donde tú y yo sintamos la amistad que vive entre los dos hasta el final. Un lugar al que todos van juntos para amar, unidos en un solo corazón. Sí, sí. Y romperé todo este sueño que yo vi y para ti podré crear una realidad completa para ti en la que podrás sentir un lugar donde tú y yo sintamos la amistad que vive entre los dos hasta el final. Un lugar y aunque todos van juntos para amar, unidos en un solo corazón. Sí, sí. Y estamos todos fundidos en un ser y en la nueva realidad.
Zion friends.
Our next speaker is Mark from Quincy, Illinois. He's sitting over here on the right. It's his first convention. He drove here 17 hours in order to get here. And Mark's one of the many friends we have studying virtually. And not only studying virtually, but that is in a virtual group. And not only that is in the virtual group, but that is really pushing this whole idea of the virtual connection forward. He is developing a website for the virtual group. He's sending inspirations to members of the virtual group all the time. To me, Mark is just showing how much of an example of how he's always trying to awaken the friends, always trying to inspire them. And even when I got here, those responsible for the virtual group are telling me that, you know, everyone is coming up to them just going, you know, where's Mark? Where's Mark? All the people who are connected virtually, who have never met him before, just because he's such a force virtually. And when he came here, you can just feel his heart. You can feel how he's got a big heart. And we just want to hear it from Mark.
Start. This is my first convention.
the energy I feel is just so incredible. And, you know, it's right down to love. I can feel it. Up here on this stage, I feel it just going all the way through me. I am a virtual student. I'm kind of rural, and I can't get to the physical group. So I try to be really active, and I go to the lesson every day. I've been doing it for, I don't know, maybe a year. And, you know, the more I go back, the less I understand. But I have that desire to keep coming back, and it's so important for me to maybe pass that on to somebody else that for me, that's enough. I don't understand a lot of things. There's two things I really understand and that have really hit home with me. And the first one is that I learned that the environment, that's the only real choice I have. That's my only free choice. Everything else is pretty much done for me, whether I like it or not. But I can choose my friends, and I think I've chosen wisely. and the other thing that I learned that is so very important to me is that search for the connection between us. I understand that that's where the Creator is. I understand that. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to get there. I just know it's in here, and I have that desire to just to connect with you all the best I know how. Just keep coming back, I guess. L'chaim.
Next friend, Carlos from Caracas, Venezuela. I call him the original gangster because he's from Caracas. Yet this friend, look at him, he's always smiling, and he's always when I met him, he came also a few weeks ago to New York, and I don't know this guy, and he doesn't know me, but he's smiling at me like he loves me. And I had to smile back, and I had to hug him, and I felt the connection right away. This is a friend with whom you feel the connection right away, and that says a lot about the internal aspirations towards the goal of friends, towards connection with friends. Carlos, please.
¿Qué puedo decir, amigos?
What can I say, my friends?
Ha sido grandioso estar aquí hoy y más
sentado
con todos ustedes.
Sitting amongst you.
Hace semanas era muy difícil.
Weeks ago it was kind of difficult to move
a muscle,
to get to the lessons.
Era una sensación extraña de
it was a strange sensation that I can't describe.
No podía entender qué pasaba, qué sentía.
Couldn't understand what was happening.
Necesitaba sentir algo más que las clases matinales.
I needed to feel something else
todos los días,
other than the lessons,
el trabajo,
the work,
el grupo,
the routine, group.
Era algo interno, ya era algo que no era suficiente la conexión externa.
It was something that is very internal. The external connection wasn't sufficient.
Eso me trajo acá.
That brought me here.
Después del último congreso.
After the last congress.
Sabía que Israel, que donde en Israel la preparación era lo más importante.
I knew that in Israel I learned that the preparation was most important.
Decidí venirme antes.
So I decided to come early.
Tenía que no solamente sentir, sino participar.
I needed not only to feel, but also to participate.
Fue muy rápido, llegué.
As quickly as I got here.
Me recibieron unos grandes amigos.
They, some great friends greeted me and welcomed me.
Luego llegaron los amigos de Israel y fue recibir como si los hubiese visto ayer.
Then the Israel friends came, and it was as if I just No just met him yesterday. Didn't know what to feel.
Tenía esa sensación todavía, no entendía, no lograba sentir.
I still had that sensation. I couldn't feel.
Solo hasta que empezamos a participar, a construir esto juntos.
It was until like we began to build this together.
Cada noche.
Each night.
Cada minuto.
Each minute.
La cocina.
In the kitchen.
En cada momento con los
each
amigos trabajando
with the
juntos.
Friends, working together.
Es lo que esa participación, entregarse.
It was that delivery, that the bestowal, that
juntos, que el ambiente.
That the environment.
Es lo importante, es lo único que te puede mantener arriba.
Is the only thing that can keep you up.
Tener la fuerza.
Keep the strength.
Para seguir adelante.
To continue.
Con los amigos, solamente.
With the friends, and only with the friends.
Solo con ustedes, nada más, juntos podemos lograrlo.
Only with you, my friends, we can make it.
Ahora. Ahora todos, aunque no estemos cerca físicamente.
Now that we may not be physically together close.
Quiero sentirlos a todos internamente, a lo interno, sus deseos.
I want to feel you inside, internally, your desires.
Juntos lo construyamos, que trabajemos por revelar esa conexión interna.
So we can work together to reveal that internal connection.
Así que estoy en sus brazos.
So I'm in your arms. I'm yours.
Thanks.
The next friend who's going to speak, like we said, this is the Yeshivat Chavarim where we open our heart and really raise this feeling of the inspiration from the goal. And Greg is the next friend who's speaking, and really he's like a personification of this. Everywhere he goes, I've seen him in Israel staying there for, I don't know how long it was, over a month or something. And now he comes to this convention. He goes to places where he just doesn't speak the language of anyone there. He speaks French, you know, not English, not Russian, not Hebrew, like the three main languages here. But it's just an example of how much you feel this guy as well. He just when he was in Israel, he participated in everything. Every duty they gave him, he just took it, you know, as if he just doesn't care, you know, his body, just let his body do whatever he wants. And then when he did speak in the lessons, when you hear him ask a question, it's always on this most internal point. You really hear the work of the friend, how much he's working inside himself. And he's always asking about how about the love of the friends, how we can love the friends more, how we can connect to that internal point more, whether he's on the right path or not, after all he's doing. And to me, he's a great example of this inner connection we have to focus on, thinking beyond the faces, beyond everything we see, and connecting to the hearts, connecting inside each other. Greg.
I'd like to add, I have first-hand communication with Greg. It was without words. We were just standing in the bar, and I just wanted to talk to him, but he doesn't speak English. Well, he does speak a few words, but we were just kind of standing next to each other, but I felt like I was communicating with him. It's an amazing feeling. Very internal guy.
Ce matin, on a eu un cours du Rav qui parlait de la société.
This morning, we had a lesson of Rav talking about the society.
Et je suis sûr que tous les amis qui sont ici, tous les amis du Cléolami.
And I am sure that all the friends who are here, all the friends of the Cléolami.
Vous pouvez comprendre que la société, c'est tout, c'est notre futur.
Could understand that the society is everything, it's all, it is the future.
C'est ce qui va déterminer ce qu'on va devenir.
That will determine what we will become in the future.
Devant moi, il y a les gens de tous les pays, beaucoup d'amis d'Amérique, de tous les groupes.
I see the friends from all the countries, USA and all the countries.
Des milliers de visages. Mais...
More than 1,000 peoples.
Mais c'est pas des visages que je vois. Je vois.
But I don't see the people.
Tout le monde ici avec le même désir de vouloir s'unir.
I see everybody with the same desire.
Nous, on s'est réunis pour une chose.
We have gathered here for one thing.
Pour dévoiler le Créateur entre nous, pour réaliser cette pensée de la création.
To reveal the love of the Creator, the thought of the creation.
Et là, on a l'opportunité, on a un congrès, c'est quelque chose d'unique.
And now we have the opportunity, we have the congress, and it is unique.
Parce que il y a rien d'autre, franchement. Au fond, vous pouvez vous ressentir. C'est la chose la plus importante qu'il y a.
Because there is nothing else, and we can understand that it is the most important things in the world.
Tout ce qui est autour de moi, ça n'existe que pour ça, que pour réaliser cette pensée de la création, dévoiler le Créateur entre nous.
And everything that exists around me is just for this moment to reveal the love of the Creator.
Pour ma part, moi je suis faible. Pendant longtemps, j'ai cru que je pouvais y arriver tout seul.
For a long time, I was thinking that I can reach the goal alone.
Mais ça, c'est pas vrai. Ça, tout seul, ça n'existe pas.
But it is wrong.
C'est seulement ensemble, vraiment.
It's only together that we can do it. Only together.
Maintenant, il nous reste 2 jours.
Now we have 2 days. Only 2 days.
Pour essayer de sortir de chacun d'entre nous et pour essayer de donner une partie de nous-mêmes à nos amis autour de nous.
To go outside of ourselves and reach the love with all the friends in the world.
Alors ensemble, on va essayer de le faire et de profiter de cette occasion au maximum.
So together, let's do it and take the benefits of the meeting we have here.
Merci les amis, Nerayou.
I thank you, my friend. I love you.
So what we get here is this inspiration from the friends, not just the friends sitting here in the Yeshivat Chavarim, but this whole convention is like one big Yeshivat Chavarim, one big friends gathering. And this inspiration we feel here, this feeling that starts developing us of importance, of the goal, is really, this is our attainment, this is what we get from these gatherings. Once Rav, in a lesson recently, said there's no difference between attaining spirituality and feeling the importance of spirituality. So in the end, this is all we have, to inspire each other. Also, Rav in the lesson earlier just said, we have to reach a state when we're inspiring each other 24 hours a day, then we'll be experiencing spirituality. So this is this kli we have to form, this kli of inspiration, of impression from bestowal. This is why the goal of our lives is concealed from us, in order for us to connect between ourselves and develop this new feeling within us, to start taking shape and making that goal happen between us.
Chaim.
Come along to the heart. Shabbat Shalom.